to brothers and sisters?
那天两姊妹跟我说，请我出来做见证。
A few days ago, Sister Liang asked me to give my personal testimony.
我一口就答应她。
I immediately agreed to it.
因为我在想，神的恩典实在是太丰富了。
Because I truly felt the abundance of His grace on me.
我实在有太多的恩典可以跟大家 share.
Because there is so much I can share with you about His grace.
然后我问他说，我有多少时间？
And I asked her, how much time do I have to share?
他说只有二十分钟。
She said, including translation, only 20 minutes.
我说那怎么够？
I said, that's not enough for me.
Anyway, 那这今天大家的时间都很宝贵。
And I know your time is precious.
那我就跟各位分享两个部分。
And I will share with you two parts about His grace.
第一就是主的救恩。
First, how He saved me through His salvation.
第二就是我得到主的救恩以后，他给我一个新的生命。
And secondly, after I'm saved, I received a new life from Him.
记得在1991年。
I remember in 1991.
我那时候刚离了婚。
I just divorced.
带着一个三岁的小孩
and I brought a three-year-old son with me
从纽约来到了 LA
moved from New York to Los Angeles
来投靠我一个小学的女同学
and to stay with my friend
那时候人海往往举目无亲
at the time I had no friend I know no one else here in LA
那我白天要去上班
and during daytime I had to go to work
那我就把三岁的小孩送到幼稚园去。
So I had to bring my three-year-old son to a nursery.
那幼稚园是一个教会，基督教会开的幼稚园。
That was a Christian facility.
那有一天，小孩的老师就跟我传福音。
One day his teacher was sharing the gospel with me.
那他说他原来是一个钢琴家。
She told me she was a professional pianist.
那因为一次车祸，他的手受伤。
Unfortunately, because of a car accident, she was injured.
然后他不能再弹琴。
She was no longer able to play piano afterwards.
那他的遭遇是很痛苦的遭遇。
That was some pitiful and miserable experience.
但是他并没有走向黑暗。
But she did not get disappointed and walk into darkness.
相反的，他遇见了主。
On the very contrary, she met with the Lord.
然后他的人生走向了光明。
And actually, her journey was heading toward the light.
他的故事实在是令我很感动。
Her story touched me deeply.
我在想，我离婚也算不了什么。
And then I felt compared with her, divorce wasn't that bad.
于是我想。我们的基督在我心里种下了种子。
And I think that was the time Christ saw some seeds in my heart.
结果每个周末我就带着小孩去教会。
And from that time I brought my kids to church every weekend.
记得听完一场布道会之后。
I remember after attending a crusade once.
我心里确实受到了很大的感动。
I was greatly moved.
我心里相信有一位至高无上的神
And I believe there must be this high up God
主宰着世界上的万事万物
Controls all things and all people on earth
可是我当时并没有决志信主
But at that time I did not accept him
我记得很清楚
I remember clearly
我跟神开了一个条件
I had this conditional prayer
然后我跟他说
I told him
主啊如果你可以赐给我一个有爱情的婚姻
Lord if you will give to me a marriage that has love
那我就愿意相信你
Then I will believe in you
结果那天的晚上有好几百人在那边听那布道会
And the very crusade there are hundreds of people in the meeting
我也不知道主有没有在听我的祷告
I wasn't sure if he heard my prayer
那之后我还是有陆续的去教会
And after that I still went to church
但是为了工作为了学业
But later on because of my work and my school
那我就越去越少
I attended church less frequently
yeah, 那后来就没有再去了
Finally I stopped going
结果过了三年
And 3 years later
那我在我银行上班的时候来了一位新的同事
While I was working at a bank there was this new co-worker
那同事姓陈。
His last name is Chen.
第一次看到他，觉得他人蛮不错的。
And first time I saw him, I thought, well, he seems to be pretty cool.
条件也很好。
And he has all his good conditions.
然后学历也不错，台大毕业的。
And he was well educated. He graduated from the best college in Taiwan.
我在想这么好的男人大概是人家的老公吧。
I figure, well, such a nice guy must be somebody else's husband.
结果过了不久。
But not long after that.
我发现他离了婚。
I realized he was also divorced.
然后再过了不久。
And not long after that.
我们就交往了。
We started dating each other.
一年之后我们就结婚了。
A year later we got married.
啊，那时候我真的是没有感受到这是神给我的恩典。
At that time, I did not realize it was the grace from God.
他答应了我的条件。
How he has answered my conditional prayer.
并不是因为我有什么了不起。
It really wasn't because I did something great.
只是因为神爱我。
But because he loves me.
他给我一段有爱情的婚姻。
So he gave me this marriage that has love.
不知不觉七年过去了。
And before I know it, 7 years had passed by.
我们常常会为了教养小孩有不同的冲突，不同的意见。
Sometimes we disagree on the issues of bringing up children.
那我也曾经拜过偶像。
And I also worship idols during this time.
祈求烦心的日子可以赶快结束。
I was asking those idols to just take care of all these troubles in my life.
但是偶像并没有帮助我。
However, these idols did not help me.
在今年的二月，我去夏威夷出差。
And in this February, I went to Hawaii for business.
那晚餐的时候，跟一对夫妇坐在一起。
During one of dinner, I sat with a couple.
那就跟他谈起教养小孩的事情。
I start sharing with you their my problems in bringing up children.
那他们跟我说他们的儿子去年上了 Cornell 大学。
They told me their son just attended Cornell University.
哦，当时羡慕得不得了。
I really envy very much how they did it so successfully.
那我就跟他们取经。
So I asked them for their advice.
那他们说年轻人他们的朋友同伴对他们影响是非常的重要。
They said for young people their friends have the most impact over their life.
他说他们的小孩从小跟着他们在教会里面长大。
They shared with me how their kids grew up in church.
他们的家有神的保守。
And how they have the protection of God in their house.
当时我的心动了。
And I was quite touched by what they shared.
有这么好的一位神，我要带我儿子去找他。
If this God is so good, I have to bring my son to know him.
我们的神说。
And our God says,
你们祈求就给你们。
Ask, you shall receive.
寻找就寻见。
Seek, you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock, the door will be open.
感谢主，正在我到处找寻找教会的时候。
And I thank God when I was trying to find a church to go.
有一天我在火车站碰到了主派来的天使，就是两姊妹。
I met with this Christian sister. I happened to be in a Metrolink station.
那我在想怎么他会在 Warner 看到他。
I was so surprised to see her in Warner station.
那时候原来他刚搬来 Warner.
And then I realized she just moved to Warner.
那他就向我传福音。
So she shared gospel with me.
6月29号的那一天。
In June on the 29th.
就在这个讲台的前面。
At the very place here.
我听完叶医师的见证。
After hearing the testimony given by Dr. Ye,
心灵受到了极大的感动。
I was greatly touched.
我在神的面前痛哭。
So I wept before God.
我很惭愧。
Really, very embarrassed to say this.
因为12年前，主已经听了我的conditional prayer.
Because 12 years ago, God has heard and answered my conditional prayer.
他赐给我一个有爱情的婚姻。
He has given to me a marriage that's founded in love.
我答应他，我相信他。
I answered him and I believed him.
12年之后，我终于回到了他的家。
It takes 12 years for me to finally to return to him.
回到了神的家，感受到神的恩典。
After I returned to the house of God, I sensed His grace here.
神给了我新的生命。
He has given to me a new life.
他让我想到我以前讲过的一些不该讲的话。
He reminded me of many things and words I said which I shouldn't have.
他给我的第一课就是要让我学习怎么样去道歉。
The first lesson he taught me is to learn to apologize.
结果我跟神祷告。
So I pray to God.
祈求他给我一个机会。
And I ask him to give me a chance.
让我为我过去讲了一些伤害我先生的话道歉。
That I will find the opportunity to apologize to my husband for things I said which I shouldn't have said before.
然后有一天我先生很早就回家了。
I remember one night he returned home from work early.
他心情很好。
He was in such a good mood.
还拿了酒来说要我喝酒。
And he even brought wine and asked me to cheer with him.
那我在想，这是神给我的好机会。
I thought this is a good time.
然后我就跟他说。
So I said,
我要跟你道歉。
I need to apologize.
我过去曾经讲过一句很伤害你的话。
For something I said before I knew it hurt you badly.
我为了那句话道歉。
And I apologize for that.
结果他说，你过去讲了很多的话，都很伤害我。
Then he said, actually have said a lot more that have hurt me badly.
你是为哪一句话道歉？
So which one you're referring to here?
虽然他讲的有点幽默哈。
Even though he was trying to be humorous.
但是他的话就像一面镜子。
But that's like a mirror reflecting.
让我看到过去的我。
How I was before.
但是我要为过去的一切道歉。
So I need to apologize for what I have done before.
因为今天已经是一个新的我。
Because now I am a new me.
感谢主，他让我学习了第一课。
And I thank him for the first lesson I learned.
其实前面那对夫妻，他说他家里有神的保守。
And the couple who I met in Hawaii mentioned that they have protection from God over their house.
其实神不是说让我们中 lottery.
Actually, God doesn't mean for us to win lottery.
但是他让我们的心思意念有一个新的改变。
But he will change us to have a new beginning in the way we think, the way we do things.
所以我们的家庭就会带来和睦。
Then there will be harmony in the house.
还有一天。
Another day.
神是听了我的祷告。
God heard my prayer.
因为有一天我请了假。
One day I took the day off from work.
要送我的小孩去上学。
Intending to bring my kids to school.
那结果我去接他的时候，
yeah.
他说他生病不要去。
When I was about to take him to school, he told me he was feeling really sick and he didn't want to go.
那我说那怎么可以啊？
And I said, how can that be happen?
因为那个 ACI 的课很贵的。
Because I was sitting to the private review class called ACI.
每一天大概要六七十块。
It cost me about $60 to $70 a day.
那我又特意请假来带他去。
On top of that, I really took a day off in order to take him to the review class.
那我说你还是要去。
So I said, you must go.
结果他就听了我的话去了学校。
He was obedient, so he went.
我后来觉得心里很内疚。
And after I dropped him off, I feel really bad.
因为他真的在生病。
Because I knew he was truly ill.
那我就跟我们的主祷告。
So I prayed to the Lord.
我说主啊，求你给他力量。
Please, Lord, give him strength today.
让他上完这堂课。
So that he can finish the school today.
然后我就带他去看医生。
And I'll bring him to the doctor afterwards.
结果到了傍晚，我去接小孩。
So when I pick him up in the evening,
结果我的小孩跟我说，
and he told me,
只是第一堂课他有一点点不舒服。
He said just during the first session he wasn't feeling very well.
但是那之后他就精神就来了。
And afterwards he was able to feel better.
感谢主。
And I thank the Lord for that.
这虽然是很小的事情。
This may be something very small.
但是 so touch you.
But it really touched me.
因为他听了我的祷告。
Because he heard my prayer.
还有上个礼拜六。
And last Saturday.
我送小孩去游泳。
I brought my kids to swim.
看到七八个老人家在那边学游泳。
And I saw seven or eight old age and aged people learning how to swim.
我当时有一个很深的启示。
At that time, I had this understanding suddenly.
我在想这一群的老人家。
I thought, look at these old age people.
如果他们年轻的时候就学会了游泳，
if they have learned how to swim when they were young,
他们有多少个几十年可以享受这游泳的乐趣？
They could have enjoyed the fun of swimming in so many more decades.
那我的启示是，
and my revelation was through this,
我们信主也是一样，
same way with us believing in the Lord.
我们尽早相信主，来到神的面前。
The earlier, the younger we are when we come to know Him.
我们的 lifetime 将会有多么的美好。
And much more beautiful our lifetime can become.
假如当初神让我遇见我的先生，给了我这段爱情的婚姻。
If the Lord, when He gave me this marriage that's founded in love,
那我那过去的七年可能会少受很多苦。
And I've come to Him, then I will suffer much less in the past 7 years.
感谢主，我还是回来了。
I'm still home now.
那上个礼拜我受浸。
Last Sunday I was baptized.
在我受浸前的两天，有一个晚上。
Two days before my baptism.
我做了一个梦。
I had this dream.
我梦见我站在纽约的那个Brooklyn 桥上面。
I dreamed that I was standing on the Brooklyn Bridge.
然后当时的环境好像很。就是要刮台风那种很阴暗的天气。
And the weather was dark. It's like a storm was about to come.
突然有一阵风。
Suddenly this wind blowed.
把我手上不晓得怎么搞的，会拿了一把扫把。
I don't know why, but I was holding on to the broom in my hand.
然后那阵风就把我的扫把硬要吹走。
And the wind was so strong, trying to blow away my broom.
结果那个扫把。被吹走的时候，我的手在痛。
And when the broom was about to leave my hands, it cut my hands.
然后那个扫把吹下去的时候。
And when the broom was blown down to the bridge.
那个风把我吹到那个桥上来。
Under the bridge, but there's another wind will blow me upward onto back to the bridge.
我当时好稀奇哦。
I was so amazed at what happened.
那桥上有两个外国的女人正好走过。
There were two Caucasian passing by.
那我就因为他们是外国人，我就跟他讲英文。
Because they were Caucasian women, so I spoke English to them.
我说，你们有没有看到刚才主把我救上来了
？I said, did you just see what just happened? How the Lord saved me back to the bridge?
那这一个梦我在想。
And I woke up, and this dream taught me this.
主是把我们不洁净的东西从我们身上拿走。
It's like the Lord trying to blow away things that's unclean on me.
但是我们很不愿意耶。
But a lot of times we are unwilling to let go.
我的手拿得这么痛。
I was grabbing on so tight and it hurt me.
但是主还是把它拿走了。
But the Lord still blowed it away.
因为他要给我一个新的生命。
Because he wants to give me a new life instead.
所以我受浸归入了基督。
That's why I was baptized into Christ last Sunday.
来到了神的家。
Now I'm in the house of God.
我跟神说。
I told the Lord.
这一次我回来了。
I have come home now this time.
我再也不会离开。
And I will never leave you again.
这就是我简单的见证。
And this is the brief version of my testimony.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.